Hello and welcome to the Six Pointer Podcast. Immediate post-match reaction to EFB's 2-1 victory over Lyngby, which ultimately has ended in disappointment, given the fact that Cullen couldn't do the job against Horsens, and EFB have got another season in the First Division. It's a weird feeling, isn't it, Anders? Because we've won the game, but ultimately we're disappointed, which is strange because you think we've beaten the best team in the division today, but ultimately we're ending disappointed, aren't we? Because we haven't got the result that we wanted. What are your thoughts and feelings on the game, and I guess the whole season in general?
Yeah, it's a very strange feeling, as you said, because before the game we went into this and we wasn't, you know, we was going to meet Lyngby, and they was promoted 2 rounds ago or something like that, and we needed a victory for us here, and we needed a victory for Kolding against Horsens, so we knew that it was very very hard, you know. So fuck off. No, but we got the victory, but we didn't get the victory for Kolding, and we can. Yeah, of course. I would like to blame Kolding, because Kolding is a city of only bad pizza places and bad hairdressers, you know. And they don't have good football players. But we can do that, because we should have ended
Take
this
ourselves.
By ourselves a long time ago. We won this game, and John Kolovoa made 2 goals, and everything was good. But as long as Kolding didn't win, that didn't make anything.
Yeah. I mean, look, John himself turned into prime Ronaldo the last couple of games, scored a fantastic goal last weekend, and then single-handedly won the game, didn't he?
He's fantastic. We've talked about this a lot of times, and I would like to buy a shirt. I have this Tim Frerichs shirt on, and it's very old now, so I would like to buy a new one. But I would like to have a John Kolovoa
shirt.
No, because the last 4 times I bought a shirt, the week after I bought it, the player has left Esbjerg.
Yeah, I think maybe you should buy it with the agreement that if they sell the player, you can get a refund and get a reprint, maybe, who knows. But yeah, Michael, let me bring you in here, mate, because we spoke pre-match and I said to you, you're here more than hope than expectation, and that's the way it turned out today. But I mean, sum up your feelings on the season for me. How do you think it's gone? What are your high points, what are your low points, and how are you feeling today?
Season was good. Season was very good, very positive. We went from absolutely being still in the shadow of the American ownership and going into a good season. We've had many games where we've had consistency. We've had players you can familiarize yourself with, which I like to see. I'd rather play in the First Division or on the Premiership, or what have we, to play in a lower range and then still being able to familiarize yourself with the neighbor's boy or the guy playing from the school. Today we had over half of the team was locals. I like it. It's the way I want to see it.
You think if we got promoted, that would be very different?
Yeah, if we got promoted, I saw a match earlier this season, FC Copenhagen against FC Midtjylland, the two key teams in Denmark. Not being 1 and 2, but being 2 and 7, I think.
Yeah.
They had, out of 22 starters, they had 3 Danish players. That's not the way I want to watch them. I want to have somebody local. I want to see the neighbor's boy. I want to see somebody who I can familiarize myself with. So that is...
Anders, not like that. Not like that, Anders.
I'm going to step in there.
I want to see the inheritance. I want to see.
I get it, right? You want to have that connection with the players.
We just had a chat with one legend and one former Esbjerg player in Martin Bergvold and Hans-Henrik Andreasen. Unfortunately, HH number 20, he doesn't have boys, so he will not have boys coming into the team. But Martin Bergvold, he has Matty too, a great kid playing at the youth
This is the kid you said has scored a hat trick the other day.
Yeah, he scored a hat trick on the U17, and he's only 15. Or yeah, huge talent coming in. We have Jair Lucena here. Yep. We have somebody who we can familiarize ourselves with, and I like that. That's the way I'd rather watch the first division and see this than watching a bunch of Greek, Georgian boys playing here.
You don't even know the name of.
No, exactly.
I get that, right? But no. I mean, that's also to do with the way that the club recruits, right? Yeah. And how the way it does. And I think that the ethos is of Espia is that you promote from inside, and you have got, like you say, you've got talent here, right? That you could give the chance if we did get promoted to the Superliga, and you've got to give them the chance. I don't agree that I think they'd be completely replaced immediately. I think they were given the chance, and maybe in January you might need to look to reinforce. But look, we're looking towards another season in the first division here, and for me, you know, I've been saying this for the last 3-4 seasons, you need to be in the Superliga given the infrastructure of the club. And as you and I have spoke about this for many years, that, you know, look around yourselves here, right? This is a Superliga setup. There's no doubt about it, is there? Like from the stands to the stadium to the staff to everything here, right, screams top division. And it's a bit of a crime that the club isn't there. So the main thing is the club needs to get back there as soon as possible. And for me, if they don't do it next season, it will be a failure, I must admit.
Yeah. When we moved from the second division to the first division, we talked about, are we going to the Superliga right now or maybe in 1 or 2 years? And people said that we don't, of course, the heavier the better, of course, but we don't need to go there right now. We just need to, build up, the team around the team and stuff like that. So, but now we have been here for 2 years, and it don't get easier, you know. If we're not going up the next year, then I think we'll end like a team as Vejle, you know. they have been stuck in the first division for many years. So I think, yeah, and you know, the setup here, the stadium is better, the setup around us is better, and yeah, I think, of course, we need to get up next year.
But looking towards the positives, right, Michael, you and I were talking about away games for next seasons. The fact that Vejle is going to be an away game for next season. And who's the other team you said would be a good one to go to?
Fredericia is going to relegate from the Super League, yes. And then we have AB coming in from Copenhagen, an old tradition club as well. Like that team. Abdul Sule, yes, exactly. And one more guy we had, Emmanuel Ukpai, came from.
Oh, Emmanuel Ukpai.
Yeah, he also came from there. And then we also are expecting to see Ventus promote from the second division.
So we've got some good away games to look forward to next season.
Got some good away games, and as you say, it's totally disappointing if we don't promote next year. Was I disappointed this year? Yes, but not this round. We did perfectly. We played a good game against Lyngby. We won against a Superliga team. We've won against several Superliga teams this year. Can I find the 2 points or 3 points we're missing? Yes, for sure. We can all find those points. But I'm just happy to see a good bunch of guys and the fans being happy to go on vacation and ready to start up. So it's so important. The first 5 games of the next season is so important. Yeah. We have to start up on getting some wins. Yeah. We have to start up 100%. On the team is there. We have the squad ready. We're missing a goalkeeper. Yes, fine. We'll find one. Find somebody. It's most likely going to be from outside. We don't have that much talent there.
We didn't lose the promotion in the last 4 or 5 rounds. We lost the promotion in the middle of the season. Yeah.
And look, as my sister, you know, look, I think it was announced this week we are losing 5 players from the squad. Those are sort of holes we're going to need to fill again.
That's what she said.
See you now. Take care. See you soon.
Yeah, we have to explain to the listeners. Right now, we are just interrupted by Nana.
Yes.
Can you tell us about the tactic for next season?
A lot of offsides. And
who's your dad?
And it's not Mass, but who's your dad?
I'm here for the Guinness.
She's here for the Guinness, and you can find her dad outside on the floor. Yeah, his name's on the floor outside the bit. But yeah, look, a lot to look forward to next season, providing that EFB can keep hold of players like John
We have him for 2 years, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, unless an offer comes in, I mean, sort of thing like that.
Everything's for sale.
You know. Exactly. Of course it is. Of course it is. Everything's got a price, right?
Even your virginity.
Well, yeah. Thank you, mate. Thank you for being the highest bidder on that one. But I think that, yeah, look, providing we can keep hold of him and a few other players, providing we can build and get a few decent players in, goalkeeper especially, I think we're in for a good season.
I do think we are in for a good season. But the importance of getting a good start is crucial. Getting the youth in, being the 13th, 15th, 14th player that kicks in and being the
difference.
The game changer. 100%. Like they call them here, not the substitute, but the game changer. That's important. I got a good feeling for next season. I promise you, Luke, we're going to promote next year.
Right, I'll keep you to that, mate. And
Michael and I is looking forward to the away game with you and Mitt as a driver.
Yep.
And we're going for the promoting, yeah.
Well, we're going next year. Should we put our head on the block and say 3 games next year away?
Absolutely.
We're going to
pick one each.
We're going to be promoted in Fredericia. Away game in Fredericia, the third or fourth last
you
round.
You just have to pick a game we have to visit.
I just think we just need to do at least 3 away games this season. That'll be the dream, yeah. Isn't it?
You've got to pick one.
I thought we were talking about...
I'm going for Vila.
I thought you were asking about in which game
you
were promoted.
No, where would you like to see? Where would you like to go away game this season? So I'm going to Vila.
We're going to Alba for one game. Alba. Because just to get the Super League feeling.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, fuck.
And then we're going to... fuck calling. I'm not going to go there because
we were there, but
it's an easy game to get to, isn't it? So Viola called in one more,
then I'm gonna pick
I don't need another haircut, so
no, I'm gonna pick the last one, and it's gonna be a new one for you. It's gonna be Gladsaxe Stadium. It's gonna be AB.
AB.
Okay, Copenhagen.
We're gonna go to Copenhagen.
Okay, yeah. We'll do it. Well, it's easy for me to fly in there, so that's good news.
Yes.
So, yeah. All right, cool. Well, look, appreciate everyone for their support over the years. We were back end of July, I think the season kicks off, is that correct? Right?
Yeah.
Start over.
20th of July, is that right?
Yeah, we have this World Cup tournament.
Once that World Cup nonsense is over, then hopefully the First Division kicks off in the 20th of July.
Can
you talk about this picture? No. It's thank you all for your support over the season. Really appreciate it. At Six Pointer Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, and we'll be back end of July. Up the EFB.
The Six Pointer Podcast.